So I'm at the supermarket, and I'm walking out of the place with the biggest package of toilet paper they had in stock. It must have been 48 or 96 rolls. Huge. And I see this guy that I used to play football with in high school, and I thought, geez, I don't even know his name. I'm in a rush. So I whip open my cell phone, and I start talking to my cell phone. Nobody's on the other end.
Using a phone to not talk to someone. Ironic, isn't it? People also use their wireless sidekicks in the quest for cool, staging counterfeit conversations to try to impress those around them. As cell phones have become ubiquitous, so have the phonies. And in July, two students in New York unleashed a service that delivers pre-recorded phone calls right to your cell. It's called the Popularity Dialer, and here's how it works. You go to popularitydialer.com, type in your phone number, and the specific time you want to receive the make-believe call. And presto, at the scheduled time, you pick up and you hear the voice of your fictional friend.
Hey, what's up? Well, you got time to talk? Good. Where you at right now?
That's one of five types of one-sided chats you can choose from. Here's an abridged version of another call. This one is an automated alibi designed to help you escape a date gone bad.
Hey, this is Mr. Johnson calling from the office. Yeah, so there's a big puddle of black ink coming out of the photocopier, so I think I'm going to need you to get in here and fix that right away. How soon can you be here?
And finally, here's an excerpt from the call that one of the founders of Popularity Dialer uses to wake up in the morning.
You are probably one of the greatest people alive on Earth today. And what did you do with your hair? That looks great, man.
You get the gist. Co-creators Corey Forsyth and Jenny Chowdhury.
It's a satire on the state of affairs where everyone's glued to their cell phone. And I mean, just the idea that talking on your cell phone would change your social status, it kind of, I think, pokes a little bit of fun at that.
Yeah, I'm very much a prankster.
Indeed, phones were tools for tomfoolery long before the popularity dialer came along.
Phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Jock Strap.
But this service isn't just being used for gags.
Well, it was started as a tongue-in-cheek project. People are really using it.
In fact, the Popularity Dialer has made over 83,000 calls since it launched in late July.
This website I thought was interesting and a little scary. It's yet another means for us to tell white lies to our environment.
Gita Lindgaard, director of the Human-Oriented Technology Lab at Carleton University, thinks fake phone conversations may be much more worrisome than a simple phone paw.
Oh, I think we're pretty sick. If you look at the art of conversation, if it hasn't died, it's well on its way. We no longer have this close communication with each other. In North America, there are more television sets than people in the average household. And I think that really is scary because I believe that we are losing contact with other people.
But Jenny Chowdhury describes the popularity dialer as akin to a fashion accessory, not an accessory to deception and isolation.
The digital age has allowed us to layer these very desirable traits on top of who we really are. The popularity dialer is just another layer that you can lay on top of your own persona to create a certain look and to create an image.
Excuse me, I've got to get that. For CBC Radio, this is Sarah Boothroyd in Ottawa. Ring, 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 ring.